And my question for you this morning is, what happens when the hedges come down? What happens? What happens to you when the hedges come down? And I think, you know, God puts these hedges up, and He said that, you know, and that's what Satan can't penetrate those hedges. When God puts hedges up around you, Satan can't penetrate those. Nobody can penetrate those hedges. Amen? You're protected. But sometimes we go through a season, I believe, when the hedges are down. And Job went through this season when the hedges were down. And God said, you know what? You can do with it whatever you want, but don't, you got to spare his life. You got to spare his life. So Job went through this big, long, drawn out, lost everything that he had. People thought that he had sinned. People thought that he'd done wrong. People were, you know, they were bad-mouthing him and talking bad about him. He's going through this season where the hedges were down. And even his wife was just curse God. He's just curse God and die. His wife wouldn't even support him through all this. But God knew that if anybody could make it through it, Job could do it. Isn't that wonderful that Job did? When you read the end of the story, Job made it through this. You know, and he stood faithful, and he got restored even greater than ever. But you know what? What happens to us when the hedges go down for that season? What happens when we deal with sicknesses in our life? What happens when we deal with tragedy, or we go through a financial situation, or we go through these problems that always pop up, it seems like? We go through a season when the hedges are down. I know what you know I'm talking about this morning. What happens when you do that? One thing I want you to understand is when we go through these seasons, and you will, because there's many, many scriptures that back up, you will go through struggles and trials in your life. Those things come. But remember this, God is with you. God is with you. He's watching you. But also, not only is not God watching you, but people are watching you. People outside the church are watching you. People inside the church are watching you. They're listening. So how do we react when the hedges are down? That's what people see. You know, the churches go through things sometimes. People are watching that. You go through things sometimes. I've gone through things sometimes, and people are watching me. They're watching how I react. They're watching what I say. They're watching. You know, people at work, when somebody, we have a disagreement or something, people watch me and what I say because they know that I'm a pastor. And it's become stronger since I talk about it. And I'm pretty open about my being a pastor here because I'm proud of the church. And I talk about it all the time. I'm telling you, I do. It's just something I do. I can't help myself. I have to talk good about the church. I have to talk good about Jesus and the things that He's done for me. You know, you guys know I have to work, you know. I have to, you know. They made me do the home show, you know, KFVS, Home and Garden Show. So I have to set up over there. Well, I was over there all day yesterday. And so it gives me an opportunity. You know, I'm there for them trying to work, you know. But then people come to me and I get to talking with them. And next thing you know, three different occasions yesterday, we got to talking about church. And, I mean, we were talking right there in front of everybody, you know, about church. And it was like I just lost it for a minute. I didn't even care where I was at. Because my main focus was, hey, we're talking about church. This is more important than anything. I could care less if I sold them a building or not at that time, which I really need to. You know, but man, we were talking about church, and I just got completely off of, you know. But people watch that kind of stuff, you know. And later on, some people that were with me made a comment. They said, boy, you're pretty bold. You're not afraid to talk about anything, are you? I was like, no, that's just I don't know. But people watch that, you know. People watch that. They watch how you react when you get in conflict. I've heard some great stuff out in the community about this church. I'm telling you. I've heard people say great things about this church. I've also heard them say negative things about this church. I'm just being honest. And you're going to hear the same thing. And people watch because of the things. And you guys know this church has gone through things. It has. Nobody can deny that. This church has had its ups and it's had its downs. And through those ups and downs, those trials that this church has gone through, people outside the church are watching. And they're watching how people react in the church and what you do and what you say and what... And they look at that, and I've heard people say, you know what, you guys, they look at that and say, you guys went through a lot, but look, we're standing strong today, aren't we? People notice that. I hear that from people. Man, you guys, I hear you're doing good. I'm proud of that. You know what? That's not me. That's not me. That's the Holy Spirit working. That's the unified church. That's what God wants. He wants the church to be unified. He wants the church to be strong in times of trials when the hedges are down. He tests that at times. I think He allows us to go through those seasons. But Satan, on the other hand, he's like, you know what? I know because I go over this earth to and fro. Remember that. Satan's going all over. You know what he's looking for? He's looking for people that he can manipulate. He's looking for people that he can say, look what I can do to this person. When the hedges are down, I got this person right here, and I can make this person even curse God. So that's what he was telling Job. He said, you know what? There's nobody that I can't make curse you. And Job's like, oh, wait a second. Consider my servant Job. You're not going to get to him, and I'll prove it. I'll let you do what you want with him. And Job proved God right. But in the end, when we stand strong in these trials, when the hedges are down, listen to me this morning, when we stand strong, God gets the glory. God gets the glory. I don't get the glory if I stand strong. God gets the glory. But you know what? We got heaven to look forward to. One of these days, I'll be able to stand strong in front of Him boldly. I'll be able to be confident in front of Him, knowing that God, I did what... My integrity. Huh? My integrity, my character. It means something to me. God means something to me. I don't fear God because I think He's going to send me to hell. I fear God because I don't want to fail Him. I love Him too much. I don't want to fail Him. He's already saved me from that part. Is it possible? I mean, we can all fall short. Satan, that's what he wants. That's what he wants. I don't want to get confusing, you know, but These times, these seasons that we go through, people are watching you. And I want you to remember that. God is watching you as well. He's watching how you react. And can you stand like Job? Can you be that one? You can keep your character. You can keep your integrity through all that. You know, I know there's people in this church right here that I can say, I'll tell you what, and I talk about them from time to time, and I don't want to embarrass them in any way or... But I want to tell you what, there's people in this church, I've watched them go through sicknesses and trials in their life, and they still come to church on Sunday. I never hear them complain about anything. And they still come, and they still stand, and they still praise and worship God. I see that, and I respect that. And I'm thinking, man, I want to be like that person. There's people in other churches that are the same way. I've got friends. You do too as well. You know people like that in your life that you can look at and say, you know what? They've been through a lot in their life. And I want to be that person because they stood through that test, that trial. But you know what? The second part of this is what happens when we build up hedges? You know, as a church, we should pray for each other to build hedges up when our loved ones are going through trials. When somebody's going through a trial, we need to be praying for the hedges to be built up around them, that Satan can no longer penetrate those hedges, and that they're lifted up and protected when they're going through that. That's what we're for. I mean, I believe that. I believe that with all my heart. And I haven't told too many people this, and I don't want it to sound like I'm boasting in any way, but I do it because I love this church. I do it because I feel compelled to do it. I get here early on Sunday mornings, and I get here early a lot on Sunday nights as well, but Sunday mornings I get here early, and I walk around this sanctuary and I pray. I pray. I get the anointing oil and I anoint every pew in this church. I anoint the back pews. I anoint the doors. I've done this. I feel compelled to do this. I led to do this. I'm praying for the hedges to be built up around this sanctuary that Satan cannot enter the doors of this church. He is not going to attack you guys. He's not going to attack my friends and my family. He's not going to attack my kids. I pray this. I would love for anybody that wants to come Sunday morning and join in with me. I would love for that. But I feel compelled to do that. We have to pray for each other and build the hedges up of protection. There's a scripture in Ezekiel chapter 22, Ezekiel 22, verse 30. I know that's out of order, Jason. It says, I looked for someone among them who would build up the wall. Now in the King James, I believe it says hedge, but it says a wall, and stand before me in the gap on behalf of the land so that I would not have to destroy it. But I found no one. So I will pour out my wrath on them and consume them with my fiery anger, bringing down on their own heads all they have done, declare the sovereign Lord. You know, God says he looked for somebody that would stand in the gap. He looked for somebody that would build the wall. That desire, I mean, guys, that's us. We need to be those ones that stand in the gap for our friends and our family, our children. When Satan's trying to compel them into the world, and sometimes, you know, it gets difficult, and we go through those trials when our kids aren't doing something. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, my kids are looking like, what did I do? I'm not talking about that, but you know what I'm talking about. Sometimes we go through these things. Sometimes we go through, you know, stressful times in our marriage. Sometimes we go through financial things. But when we have our church family that are building up the hedges around us of protection, man, that stand in the gap for us in front of the Almighty God. How's that make you feel when you got friends and family that do that? Knowing that God, that's what He wants us to do. We look at the book of Hosea. It's a good example in the book of Hosea. Hosea is an interesting chapter. Hosea is a minor prophet. Hosea, God comes to Hosea and tells him, I want you to get married. He said, but I don't want you to just marry anybody. I want you to go down to the red light district. And I want you to find this prostitute named Gomer. And that's who I want you to marry. That's interesting, isn't it? And can you imagine, you know, I can't imagine as being a preacher and, you know, I mean, and God saying, go marry this prostitute. You know, so Gomer listens, or Hosea listens to God, and he takes Gomer and they have some children. But after a while, she goes back to doing the things she used to do. And so Hosea goes and he has to buy her off of, not just off the street corner. He has to go buy her out of the bed of her lovers. That's crazy to even think about that. And he does it. He does it. But something Hosea does here in chapter 2, verse 6. He says, therefore, I will block her path with thorn bushes. I will wall her in so that she cannot find her way. She will chase after her lovers but not catch them. She will look for them but not find them. Then she will say, I will go back to my husband as at first, for then I was better off than now. Hosea builds up this hedge of protection, this wall that prevents her every time she tries to go back. this wall that he builds up keeps her from going back to where she was. Isn't that something? You know, we got to pray that for our kids. We got to pray that for each other, that no matter, we build these hedges up for each other, that we have so many things that go on. You know, last week I talked about the one another's and how important it is that we support each other, the one another's. This just goes along with that. We got to pray these hedges up for one another. You know, we're here to support each other, love each other. I want these hedges of protection to be around this church. I hope you understand what I'm saying this morning, what God's speaking through this, His Word. This is His Word. You know, God, there's so many scriptures in here. I just hope you understand this morning how important it is that when we go through trials and tribulations, that people are watching what you go through. People are watching. They watch what you do. They watch what you say. They hear what you say. And second of all, how important it is that we support each other and pray for each other and pray for our church. And that's really the point that I want to make this morning. How important it is that, you know, if we're going to claim Him, I want to stand, you know, the only way that we can be righteous is because of Him. He makes us righteous. We don't make ourselves righteous. He gets the glory in all of it. But I so much want to stand before Him and hear Him say, "Come on in, good and faithful servant. Come on in, good and faithful servant." We got to pray for the protection of each other, because Satan will attack you. He attacks us all. I mean, he wants to destroy each and every one of us. But you know what? I've got you guys to pray for me. And I want you to know I'm praying for you. And if we keep doing that, Satan's not going to win. He can't win. And when we read the book of Revelations, we know he doesn't win. You know? So no matter what you're going through today, no matter what you're going through this morning, no matter what struggle you're going through, and believe me, there's going to be times that you are going to struggle, no matter what, remember that God is with you and your church is with you. And we love you. I love you. I hope you know that. I'm not, you know, God can, there is nothing that God can't do. There's nothing that God can't do. And if there's anybody here this morning, if there's anyone here this morning that's going through something, you're going through something in your life, I want you to know that you can come. And we'll pray for you. I'll pray with you. The church will pray with you. And we'll pray for those hedges of protection to be put back up. Satan can't touch you. When those hedges are up, when God's people get to praying, I'm telling you what, Satan can't handle that. He's got to go. We're in control. He's not. But so many times we just let him take control. And we let him do things and get us down and make us depressed and maybe make us say things we really don't mean to say. And that happens. Again, I just want to say if there's anyone here this morning, just come on right now. Just pray for those hedges of protection to be built up around you. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much, Lord. Lord, I spoke what you wanted me to say. I humble myself to you this morning, Lord. I know I've gone through things in my life, Lord, and I couldn't have made it through without you, without my friends and without my family. And Lord, this morning I just pray, Lord, I know there's ones here this morning that needs you. And Lord, we're going to anoint a couple people here in a minute, Lord. And I just want your Holy Spirit to be here, Lord. Lord, I praise you. If there's anyone here this morning, Lord, I ask that you go to them, Lord, and just warm their heart with your Holy Spirit. Oh, Father God, I praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.